Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Amud Aleph, the Malacha of Shochet. We're looking at Siman Zayin. At Siman Zayin, he talks about killing animals which potentially have some level of danger. So he goes through three levels. Now, the first level is animals which can be life-threatening. So there's a person is allowed to kill these animals because of the concern of the kohen nefesh. And these animals are much to kill, even if the animal is not indicating that they're trying to attack. But since it is something which potentially can kill, can threaten a life, Chazal allowed us to remove that danger, even if it's not threatening me, it might be threatening somebody else. And the Chazal remarked to that. We have to understand it is a malach of Shein HaShikha L'Gufo, so it's not a deraisa. So the fact that they're matred, even when the person is not in an active situation of sakana, is understandable. According to the Rambam, that Chazal malach of Shein HaShikha L'Gufo is chayiv, he would understand this halacha is only case where the animal seems to be threatening. There's an active sakana, but the presentation of the chayotim, he says, even if it's ein rotzen akru, even if the animal is not chasing him, the animal does not indicate that it's interested in attacking, it's still going to be mutter. Let's switch to the other extreme. There's something which is not life-threatening at all, and it causes minimal pain. So it's not the heter of because nefesh doesn't apply. The heter of we're going to makel in certain rabbanim because of the tsar, even though it causes irritation, it doesn't cause significant pain. So that's for our halacha, that's not considered tsar. So there's no heter to do anything to it. You can't kill it at all. Certain cases we spoke about, can you capture it to take it away? We spoke about before, but my halacha sought. In the middle, we have something which is not life-threatening, but its bite is very painful. So a non-venomous snake, so it's not life-threatening, but the puncture wound is very painful. And similar types of things. And so what's the luck in those situations? So if the animal is coming to attack, he can tell the animal is ready to attack, it's coming towards him. Because our matter to kill it, according to the way we pass him, Malach HaShein HaShikha L'Gufo is not the rice, it's only the potter min rabbanan. And Malkim Tsar, that the animal is potentially going to bite him and cause significant pain. So, because the animal is in the indicators from the animal, the way it's positioning itself, etc., the animal is ready to attack. So one is allowed to kill the animal directly. If, however, the animal does not indicate that, the animal seems to be minding its own business, so the fact that you're afraid that it might change and attack, and now you have an opportunity to get rid of it, is not matter to do that. However, Chazal did put a leniency over here. Okay, if the person would kill the animal in a seemingly indirect fashion, he would walk over the ground in a place where the animal is, like he's going somewhere, and he ends up stepping on the animal or the insect or the that we're talking about. So he's doing this intentionally. It's not the heter d'Rav Sheni Miskaven, but since it doesn't look like he's trying to kill it, it just looks like he's walking along and he happens to step on it. Since, again, it's not the rice, because it's a malacha shen eshikha l'gufa, Chazal remater, in this case, where it doesn't look like a malacha, Chazal remater it because of the potential tsar. It's a combination of the concern of that there is some level of concern of tsar, and it's not obvious that you're doing an act of killing it. It doesn't look like you're doing a malacha. So Chazal remater, there's the abundant b'malkam tsar over here to allow one to do so. So that's the middle madrega, that you cannot... We have to differentiate. If it's attacking, you can kill it directly. If it's not attacking, you cannot kill it. except for in this way, this subterfuge that looks like you just happen to be stepping on it. And that's going to be mutter to do so. So let's see the point that the Chayyim says inside Be'ez Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.